Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Somebody glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mason, I just set that song to loop, and I want you to put it real low, but I want to loop it while I'm preaching. Yes. But I want it kind of low. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody pray. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. And I ain't preaching that's what you got. Hallelujah. Like I said, I've been having church all day. Woo. I'm still having church right now. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading, if I can. I can't see. My eyes is with tears. Revelation 22, 20 and 21. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna be on the screen. I don't know if anybody else here feels that presence, but it's all over me. Revelation 22 and 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Please stretch your hands this way. Pray for me. Dear Lord, I thank you and I praise you, O God, for your love and grace and mercy. I thank you, dear Lord, for your presence. I thank you, dear God, for your ministry to my heart today. Hallelujah.
I thank you, dear God, that you have written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I glorify you, O Lord. I praise you, O God. Lord, now I ask your anointing to be upon me. You told me what to do, and I'm doing it. I'm going to go, dear Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go the direction you tell me to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, anoint me tonight. Anoint this word tonight. Let it be accomplished, the goal with which you have given it to me. Hallelujah. Touch every heart and every life, dear God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, on live stream, on radio, in this house. Let them receive this word tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray. Amen. You can be seated. I didn't have a clue what I was going to be preaching tonight. I always keep 15 or 20 sermons that I've been working on. I got 40 years of sermons in my computer that I've preached, but I keep 10 or 15 all the time that I'm working on, fleshing out. And the one that I preached this morning, the Lord gave it to me flat out Tuesday night. And I preached it just like he gave it to me this morning, and the Lord blessed. But I told you I've been having church all day. I'm going to tell you what, saints, the enemy's been trying to take me out. He's been working on me. He's been doing his best to stop me. He's been doing his best to shut me down. But I know a God. Hallelujah. He's got me in his hand. And he's got this church. Do you know this church was put here for a purpose? This church was put here to reach the lost in the last day. When I was leaving the truck stop from lunch today, I had already sat there at the truck stop and was going over some of the messages, trying to figure out which one I was going to do. And in the truck on the way home, I stopped. I didn't stop the truck, but I stopped thinking about it, and I just started praying. I said, Lord, show me what you want. Show me which one you want, and it won't none of them. He spoke one word to me. He said, Amen. And when he spoke it to me, I could see a message, and it was just full. By the time I got home, that message was gone. And the only thing I could remember from what he said to me was Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You know the word amen? It's in the military, in the army. If you say something exciting to the guys in the army and they want to say something back to you, they go, hooah. Basically, amen has become that word in the church world. You say something exciting in a Pentecostal church and amen, hooah. That's one of the things that amen has become. The word amen has a number of meanings. I found it out today. Has a number of meanings, and they're so subtle and so nuanced. But one of them is, let it be so. But another meaning that it is, yes it is. That's what it means. If somebody says something that about the Lord or about the Lord's work or something positive, somebody says, amen, yes it is. Another use for the word amen in the Bible, in the scriptures, is talking about Christ. And it says that Christ is our amen. I never knew that. Hallelujah. I never knew that. But it's Christ is our amen. Let's think about this now. One of the other meanings of amen means we've come to the end of the prayer. Let it be so. We've come to the end of the prayer. This is the end. Have you been watching the news? Have you been seeing what's going on? I got people, Christians, contacting me calling me, messaging me, texting me, Facebooking me, pastor. And I'm talking about not people going to this church, other folks. They got their own pastors. Pastor, is this biblically significant? And I said to them, go read Revelation. It's almost like they're running through a playbook. It's almost like somebody wrote a screenplay and they're following it to the letter. Somebody look at me now. Look at me. This means yes and amen. It is biblically and prophetically significant what's going on right now in Israel. And I'm going to say this to you. And everybody watching my live stream, and if you're listening by radio, I'm going to say this to you. If you don't have it right now, you better be forgetting it that way. You don't have your heart right with Jesus now, you better be making every effort to make that happen. You better be getting on your knees and finding him somewhere. He is your amen. You need to be finding him in an altar of prayer, praying to him, and let him be the amen of your prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to realize where I just read the scripture to you from. It was the last two verses of the Bible. And when I asked the Lord, what scripture do I use tonight to pretext this message? He said, go to the end of Revelation. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Can you imagine why the word amen is the last word in the prophetic book of the Bible, the last word in the Bible? Can you imagine why it is? Because God said, it is so. And look at the verses that he chose to say, it is so. He which testifieth these things saying, surely I come quickly. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The end of the book, the end of the prophecy says, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I'm your vessel. Glory to God. Tonight, I'm experiencing a broken heart. One of the reasons that I am is because I have proclaimed for 40 years the purpose that God put me on this planet. I proclaimed it in this church at least 300 or 400 times. The reason I'm alive at all, the reason I'm still here, I got one purpose in life. And I don't care that that's all the only purpose I got. If that's the only reason God wanted me to be here, I'm happy for it. And that purpose is, and listen to me. No, I ain't bragging, but listen to what I'm getting ready to say. The Lord has gifted me with so many talents and gifts and abilities. And it's, you can't lay that in. I can't sit here and brag about, oh, look what I can do. I can't, because it ain't me. All these things are gifts from God. So I can't sit here and brag about it because it wasn't me. It's him. Everything that I am because he wills it. And I ain't nothing but a pencil. I ain't nothing but a microphone. But he gave me all those gifts and abilities so that I could use them for the ministry to try to reach out to the lost and to get them to heaven. And I'm brokenhearted. because I know people that I have ministered to and continue to minister to that don't care as much about their soul as I do. You to make the commitment that you need to make. Pastor, you calling us all backsliders? No, I'm not talking about it. Please don't go that way. But I want you to be in heaven when I get there. I want to spend eternity with you in glory. It's going to be such a wonderful time. I want everyone, if you would, to stand. With everything that's happening in Israel, it could be any minute. Any minute. You can hear the trumpet, and instantly millions of people would be gone. There'd be people sitting here in this church left behind, and others would be gone. And they would look around and say, "Oh no, I waited too long." Please don't wait too long. I would say it's going to break my heart for me to get to heaven and you not be there. But I know that's not true, because the Bible said there'll be no tears in heaven, no sorrow, no pain. For God shall wipe away every tear from your eyes. And there's no way that I can remember who you are and know that you're in hell and not cry for you in heaven. But if God's going to wipe away my tears, that means He's going to take your memory away from me. I won't even know you were here, because I'm going to be in glory. I think about it a lot these days. I think about it a lot going to heaven. I think about it a lot, and I want it. Look at this world. The Spirit of God is moving in here, and I can feel it. I can see it. I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do, but I don't want you to miss heaven. If you don't know for sure and certain that you're going to heaven, I don't care who you are. I still pray every day for the Lord to forgive me. Every day. If you don't know for sure you're going, I want you to come on down here and pray. Can you do that? Hallelujah. We got one more thing we need to do, saints. Do it. You want to do it? All right, these ladies are going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Go ahead.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come
come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a new Christian. Punch the devil in the face. Hallelujah. Lord, we're grateful tonight for your love.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.